this is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Donald Trump actually makes a good point. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for the presidency, made a very interesting point in a rebuke to Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and also a Republican. He turned away Ryan's wait-and-see answer on the question of his endorsement based on whether or not Trump met certain litmus tests he wanted to use to measure the nature of Trump's conservative commitments by not only reminding him that he had 10 million Republican votes mandating change, but also by chiding Ryan on a political philosophy point. Trump told Ryan, "I'm a conservative, but don't forget, this is called the Republican Party. It's not called the Conservative Party." So sure, have at Trump. Call him names, claim he's a buffoon or an ignoramus, as Nobel Prize economist and Times columnist Paul Krugman did, but don't ever make the mistake of believing for 1 minute that he's really any of those things. This guy is clever and quick like a fox. Underestimating him, as many, maybe most, have done, would, particularly at this point, define stupid, and not the other way around. He belled the cow on his comment to Ryan, and on at least this one score, all of us have to hope he prevails. A republic, classically, is a sovereign state whose authority rests with the people, either directly or through elected representatives. In a pure theoretical and practical sense, it differs from a democracy in how it balances individual versus collective rights. In a republic, individual rights can sometimes prevail over civil or citizen rights. The United States Bill of Rights protects individual rights. For example, one vote on a jury can free an accused person in the dock rather than how the majority might have voted on her innocence or guilt. In a pure democracy, the majority rules, so 50% plus one, assuring the majority interest, would make for a Democrat, and the rights on one individual would make for a Republican. A conservative is by definition resistant to change with a default position respecting how things have been in the past. What Ryan wants is a pledge from Trump that he will genuflect in the direction of what has been the current hard right ideology that's ruled the Republican Party. The Republican establishment's discussion with Trump is not necessarily about his xenophobic positions around Muslims or immigrants, but the fact that he's changing the game they have run and the rules they've made. This dispute with Trump is about power, plain and simple. Trump is correctly reminding Ryan that a Republican is really someone who can cobble the citizens together around their representative positions in respect for their rights. To the degree Trump is locked into the Republican base, is feeling their pain and advocating their positions, even when they are abominable, he's a better Republican than he is a conservative. He's an apostate on the politics and policies of Reagan, the Bushes, the Ryans, and a host of others who don't want change, and he's all about change. Trump certainly shouldn't be the president of the United States, but on this issue, he's 100% correct, and for goodness sakes, all of us have to root for him to blow the bums out of their conservative bunkers and bring change by the bucket load to the Republican ideology and practice. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.